Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 30th, Thursday, 2020, Day 30. Today's topic, in God's protection or by God's punishment. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18, verses 7 to 15, Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 13, Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 28, Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 11. Today's main passages. First one is from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 to 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's son came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The second passage, Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 11. "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its way and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, in God's protection or by God's punishment. Today's catch is simple and direct. Almost everybody knows that, but most people don't care or too lazy to deal with that. Number one, God reveals His power and anger through His created nature. Today, Psalm 18, verses 7 to 15, David tells us how God shows His power and anger through His created nature. Number two, in God's protection or by God's punishment. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 13 tells us the difference between in God's protection or by God's punishment. To Moses and Aaron is to learn God's power one step at a time, but to Pharaoh is to suffer God's punishment one step at a time. Number 3, not to envy and strive for power, but to humble and give. Today's Matthew chapter 20, verses 13 to 16, verse 18, verse 24, tells us the mentality of many Christians in the church nowadays, just the same as Jesus' apostles 2,000 years ago. And that is always thinking and saying, not fair, full of envy, jealousy, always want to get more and to become the top and first one. But what Jesus teaches us is to learn of his model to be humble and to give, so that the blood of his cross cleanses us and gives us life. Number 4, do not be sluggard and sleep anymore. Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 11 gives us a serious warning that we can no longer be sluggard and have that spiritual coma. We need to be in God's protection and not suffered by God's punishment. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to be sluggard and in spiritual coma anymore, but to wake up and be with you in your protection and not suffer by your punishment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, how can we be in God's protection and not in his punishment? Number 2, what is your next step for this to happen? I'm Rick Connor. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.